Hi, today I'm talking about monthly goals, and whilst it's a little late for June, I thought I would just share it anyway because obviously it's applicable for any month. So my name's Jane Hinchliffe from janehinchliffe.com, and for the second year running I'm using the fabulous Tranquility du Jour day book by one of my favourite bloggers of all time, Kimberly Wilson, and she is available at kimberlywilson.com. She has the blog called Tranquility du Jour, and she's always been a big advocate of penning her monthly goals and dreams in a journal, and she's now brought out her very own planner, and it's absolutely full of delightful illustrations dotted throughout from the very talented Mary Catherine Starr, who I did actually interview last year. What I've done is I've actually attached a photo of how my June dreams look, so you can see. And basically, I've used images, I've written some thoughts down, I've attached some pressed flowers that I've picked from around and about here. And I've just put some images that are inspiring to me, added a little bit of paint, and kind of prettied it up, and all the while kind of getting inspiration about my June dreams. But I just find it's really helpful, and it helps me get super clear about my monthly goals and dreams and wishes for that upcoming month. You can also do it seasonally, and you could also do it for your birthday, or some people like to do it in the new year as well. But, or like I do, I try and do it once a month and then other times of the year as well. But as I say, I'm attaching a photo of mine so you can see what it looks like. So I'd actually use some spare watercolour paper and I'd put some random colour on it. And then I'd torn the edges of the paper and stuck that down into my journal. And then, as I said, the various images I've used resonated with me for whatever particular reason, and they've kind of fitted in with my general need to be outdoors more this month. And then I've stuck these various images down with a glue stick, and also I've used some washi tape, which I love. And I've come across a little pink tag and a star, and I've attached those on as well. And it took me about 10 minutes. But that 10 minutes is so worthwhile because it allows you to really hone in on what those dreams and goals that you might have for that particular month. So I'd well recommend it. So what I wrote, I put this month, I'm looking forward to being outside more, time for reflection, nurturing and creativity. I want to go for longer walks with my dog, enjoy fresh green salads and drink plenty of water. Lots of painting for me this month as I paint on location at Grassfield Hall in the UK. That's a commission I'm doing at the moment. My senses feel heightened. I plan on taking my lunch outside more. Benjamin, our youngest son, will be 9 mid-month. That was yesterday. And it's Father's Day too. So there's lots to look forward to and embrace. So now when I get off track, I can just take a little peek at that piece for that particular month, and it just helps me connect once again with those goals and vision, because I've got it there in picture form, and wishes for that particular month. So I hope this is of use to you, and have a lovely week. This is bye bye from me, Jane Hinchliffe. Bye.